With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Arctic air moving into the southeast was expected to cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens overnight in cities like Nashville. Bob Orevec with the National Weather Service.
There's definitely a big winter storm that's going to be developing off the coast over the next 24 hours. It's going to be spreading a pretty large area of heavy snow from eastern Tennessee into northeast Georgia, much of central to northern South Carolina, pretty much all of North Carolina, and southwest Virginia and a portion of southeastern Virginia.
And experts say the risks of hypothermia are heightened for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee, in particular, trapped in their homes with no electricity in sub-freezing weather. IndyCar said to be coming to the streets of the nation's capital this summer.
President Trump signed an executive order establishing the August 23rd IndyCar race in downtown Washington, D.C. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told the president the nation's capital has never seen anything like this before.
To think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race is designed to be part of America's 250th birthday celebrations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And it was an up-and-down day for all the financial markets, metals markets yesterday after news that President Trump had decided who he would be nominating to head up the Fed.
Stocks fell on Wall Street while gold and silver prices plunged as investors tried to gauge what President Donald Trump's new nominee to lead the Federal Reserve will mean for interest rates. The S&P 500 dropped 0.4% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.9%. The value of the dollar rallied against other global currencies, but only after swiveling a couple of times. Huge rallies for gold and silver.
That is correspondent Seth Sutel reporting. This is SRN News. Religion retreats in Europe. Correspondent Michael Harrington has more.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a lot of people on the continent are abandoning faith. In 2010, 74% of Europeans called themselves Christians. Now only 67% do. Over the same period, the number of people who identify as Jews dropped nearly 10%. Pew says the group that's really growing is the unaffiliated. The share of atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular religion is up 37%. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is expanding its ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy. It's the one that bars U.S. taxpayer dollars from promoting abortion overseas. This is SRN News. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show celebrating a major milestone.
The 150th annual show opens Saturday and wraps up with the Best in Show prize Tuesday night in New York's Madison Square Garden. What's now the most famous dog show in the country began when some 19th century New York gentlemen hunters organized an event to compare their dogs. That first show featured about 1,200 dogs of dozens of breeds. This year's show boasts 2,500 dogs, representing as many as 212 breeds. Rich Thomason reporting.
Lindsey Vonn is sitting out a World Cup Super G race today after crashing and injuring her left knee a day earlier, but remains on track for the Milan Cortina Olympics. Vonn crashed at a downhill in Crans-Montana, Switzerland on Friday and wound up in the safety nets. It still wasn't clear exactly what were the extent of her injuries. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.